You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
The Lord truly reigns. This anointed Tuesday of Bethel Encounter. It's a privilege to be alive serving the King of Kings, the creator of heaven and earth, who for him that all things that are visible were made by him and for him, both visible and invisible. He's the ruler and the owner and possessor of the entire universe. And today it's just a privilege to have this opportunity to gather in his presence and to pray. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Psalm 18, verse 1 is the theme scripture for the month, from which we have the theme, O Lord, my strength. Today's prayer, we are centering on, or we are focused on, anointed in his strength, not ours. Anointed in his strength, not ours. Remember, it is Anointed Tuesday. And from other Anointed Tuesday at Bethel Encounter, you would have learned knowing who we are as God's anointed, our identity. Just to draw our minds to that which we've learned previously, the Holy Spirit in us. Ye, scripture says, ye have an unction and ye know all things. The Holy Spirit in us is the anointing for which we are called the anointed. This person received by everyone who received Jesus and believes in him, this person, the Holy Spirit, given unto us, that by him we can live a life that is pleasing unto the Lord. He that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. And by this we know that we shall surely overcome. In today's prayer, we are reading Psalm 18, verse 32. It is God that getteth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. This is the 32nd verse of Psalm 18, the same Psalm 18, verse 1, from which we get the theme. Yesterday, we read Psalm 18, verse 2. Today, we take this 32nd scripture. It is God that getteth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. So I'm not the one who does it by my strength. There's the role I play, living in obedience, walking in obedience. And the Lord himself, he makes my way perfect and he gets me with strength. This, spoken by David, written by David, testified by David, is a truth that every believer, and for that matter, every servant of God, as ministers, serving in God's vineyard, we must understand that it is not by our strength. Whenever we move into focusing on our strength, yesterday we learned from Blessed Monday that we encounter fears. We encounter limitations because our human strength is limited. Vain is the strength of man. Our human strength is limited. When we also focus on human strength, we move into judgmental issues. We start judging. after the eyes of men and not going according to scripture. Because we dwell on human strength. And for that matter, we judge based on human capabilities and place our expectations on human capabilities. But today, we must know that our anointing is in his strength, not ours. Ministers are most effective when they serve in God's strength, not their own energy. The Lord gets his servants with strength and perfects their ways. To live a life of perfection, it takes the strength of the Lord God Almighty. And that is why every single day we go down our knees in prayer, asking for his strength. That is why every day we must read the word where we find promises of his strength based on which we can pray and rely on the strength of the Lord that he would make his our ways perfect. Today, our first prayer, Father in heaven, be my saving strength as one who has anointed me to serve in Jesus' name. From Psalm 28, verse 8, the Lord is their strength and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Making it personal, the Lord is my strength and he is the saving strength of his anointed, or he's my saving strength. So as you see this prayer on your screen, lift up your voice and from Psalm 28 verse 8, begin to pray right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father in heaven, be my strength as one who has anointed me to serve you in Jesus' name. Be my saving strength. Be my saving strength, O Lord. Be my saving strength, O Lord. For without you, Lord, I am weak. For without you, Lord, I am feeble. For without you, Lord, my strength is way limited. Be my saving strength. I believe that you have your saving strength available for me. And Lord, as I pray, strengthen me, strengthen me, strengthen me. Be my saving strength, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are praying our second prayer from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Our strength is in the Lord. Our strength in the Lord must be strong. We must fully depend on the Lord. Imagine watering a garden with a can. You have an empty watering can. You can move all across the garden and yet there will be no water. You can even have some water in the can and it will run out at a point. But when you connect the hose or the sprinkler to the source, you will never run dry. You will keep watering and watering and watering. Our strength in the Lord, it must be intact. And so we are praying from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Father in heaven, strengthen me in your might. Not in my knowledge, not in my wisdom, not in my might, not in my connections, not in my salary, not in my work. Strengthen me in your might. Let me minister from your power, not mine. Let me thrive from your power, not mine. Let me progress. Let me grow. Let me make it from your power, not mine. I've given you various angles to come from. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, in the name of Jesus. Let me thrive from your power, not mine. In the name of Jesus, cause me to be strong in your might. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Cause me to be strong in you and in the power of your might. Cause me to be strong in you. Cause me to be strong in you, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, let me minister from your power, not mine. Let me succeed from your power, not mine. Not my power. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Father in heaven, let all I do be by you, not my human effort, not mere human effort, in Jesus' name. This is our last prayer, Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Kindly lift up your voice in prayer, asking for the Lord's help.
According to your word,
that you would not rest even upon your own strength or might, but that you will rest upon the might of the Lord, the strength of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. There's a unique time, a special time, a sensitive moment for you to dedicate or give your life to Christ Jesus. One day Jesus asked Paul, why do you kick against the pricks? For example, if you are standing on a boat and you try to blow yourself, you blow into the sails of the boat to try to move the boat, you are just wasting your time because nothing will happen. But when the winds begin to blow, it just begins to carry that boat along. You cannot have access to eternal life by doing anything or by yourself. It takes accepting Jesus as your Savior, believing in Him that He is the resurrection and the life, the one who has the capacity to translate you from the kingdom of darkness into eternal life. This is the Lord we serve. And today He's knocking on the door of your heart. Just say this short prayer after me, accepting Jesus into your life. Pray after me, Lord Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity today. And I thank you for keeping me alive to encounter this opportunity. Please, today I ask for your forgiveness. Scripture says that for the wages of sin is death. And all men have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So, Lord, please, I am a sinner. Forgive me. And, Lord, please cleanse me with your blood and fill me with your Holy Spirit that I can have the power to live a life that is pleasing unto you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. close of this meeting. Go to it in Psalm 37, verse 4. That when we delight ourselves in Him, He will grant us the desires of our hearts. So as we sing this last song of praise, hold on to any documented prayer requests you have in faith, knowing that the Lord will turn each one of them into a testimony according to His will and time. So lift your voice and sing with me. We give you all the glory, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 If you gave your life to Christ in the service, please contact us via email info@globemusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Low music. Stand out with God.